face a challenge this week with the receivers from the Bengals.
What is the challenge?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they're a very explosive group, and they've got experience in the position as well. I think most everyone's familiar with who the names are, but they, I think the biggest challenge is just, you know, defending them in a way that allows us to play our game. If they're playing their kind of a game, it's, you know, that's not what you want to allow them to do, but they're an explosive group. They're recognized throughout the league. You know, they got an outstanding quarterback as well, so it's not just that unit that makes them go. You know, they are a complete offense. A lot of attention is given to their receivers, but they were number one in the preseason and running the ball, so they're a well-rounded attack, aside from that group of, you know, receivers you speak about.
In general, and probably obviously this week, would you be willing to move Champ around to match up with a number one receiver like a Chad Johnson, or do you just want him on the left side?
You know, we're not going to give away any game planned, you know, issues or anything like that. But every week is there's a conversation whether you match or whether you do not. But again, without giving away any game plan, you know, ideas. You know, I think we've got good corners on both sides, and so that is, you know, that's a real plus for us, as they do have good wide receivers on both sides. So you have to be careful about giving one guy too much attention in their offense because they have other weapons.
Specifically, Chris Henry is getting a lot of buzz this preseason. What have you seen from him on film, and what does he bring to that offense?
Well, I don't know exactly why he's maybe getting it now, because he's, in my mind, he's always gotten it. We've played him over the years, the last few years. He's always been a vertical threat. I think he's an outstanding receiver. You know, and the quarterback has confidence in him as well, and that's really the key. The quarterback will throw it to you, you know, and he believes you'll be where you're supposed to be when it's time to deliver. That makes you a weapon in any offense, and I just think he's a guy that's been talented, and probably he's just becoming, you know, getting recognized now, but he's been a good player for a few years.
Mike, the other guy, Ocho Cinco, beyond the headlines, same thing. What do you see from him on film? What's made him so good over the years?
I think Chad's a very good pro on and off the field. I know he has his, you know, his things that he does for attention or whatever, but, you know, I just, from my standpoint, Chad's got very good work ethic, and he's very good at his craft as a wide receiver. And he's played a long time with Palmer, the quarterback. So what makes him good, I think, is the fact that he's got a very good guy delivering the ball to him and that he works hard at his craft. Chad's a good player, like I said. He gets a lot of attention for doing some unorthodox kind of things. But at the same time, as a football player, he's very explosive, and he's a good player.
With your own defense, how much did you think you made a step in a preseason finale, especially in the turnovers?
Well, without a question, it was nice to get some turnovers in the last preseason game, because, as we're all aware, we didn't get in the first three. We work extremely hard on it, and I believe it'll pay dividends in the end, the fact that we do work at it. We work at it in practice and make a real conscious effort in practice and in the games. I think the fact that we got some in that game at least helps to build on the confidence that our players need to have in order to get turnovers, because if you don't work at it, if you don't make a conscious effort, it's, you know, if you're just waiting on it for the lucky moment, you're not going to get turnovers. You have to work at it, and our guys work extremely hard at it. So I would hope, in my experience in the past, has been through hard work that, you know, you get the turnovers that you work to get, work for.
What can Vonnie Holiday do for you?
Say again, please.
What can Vonnie Holiday add to this defense?
On, it's hard to tell, you know, as I'm sure Josh alluded to, you know, we'll just take it a day at a time and see how he is. He has not gone through a training camp or anything like that, but I would hope in the end, whether it's this week, the next, or after that he gives us not only the ability to play, which he's proven that over a long career, but also some leadership and other things that go along with that. So I'm excited he's here, I'll say that, but how much he'll contribute early on, we'll have to wait and see.
How much did Jarvis Moss show you last Thursday?
You know, Jarvis has shown flashes throughout the spring and in preseason and in practice, and it was nice to see the other day that he performed well and made a lot of plays, both in the run and the pass. Jarvis is a capable player. You know, he's a high-round draft pick for good reason. He's got ability and all that, and I know he hadn't necessarily maybe gotten the numbers in the last couple of years that people would expect, but at the same time, he's working hard, and I know that he was pleased with his performance as well. So, again, anytime a guy plays well, I think it can – it builds some confidence in himself that they all need. You know, if you don't play well for a while and you take a lot of criticism, I don't care if you're a player or coach or whatever you do, it sometimes gets you questioning, you know, whether you can do it or how good you can become. And I think the other night, more importantly from what we thought as coaches, but I think that it helped Jarvis feel better about himself as well as a player, and that he can do some things he thought he could do.
Mike, where would you put Ayers' progress right now?
Well, I don't have anything to compare it to. You know, in rookies, you just take what you get. So from evaluating progress, all I'd say is Robert's got a lot of ability, a lot of talent. I think he's going to be a really good player and get better and better as the day goes on, you know, as the weeks go on, the months and the years and everything else. But every rookie starts obviously behind the eight ball a little bit, especially when they come in late. But he'll contribute in some capacity, and I expect him to, I think he'll do that job well.